I thought gas was going to be cheap. Like, it was going to go below $2. When is that happening?
Oh, I have no idea.
Because it hasn't happened. It's sitting at like $2.25 right now.
Yeah, but we were like $3.
Well, it's cheaper, but they said it was going to be less than $2.
Oh,
like
I
lower
didn't hear
than
that.
$2.
Remember, I don't know.
Remember when it was lower than $2?
Yes. That was for like 1 second.
Way awesome. Back in the day.
$1.99.
No. This year.
No, it's never been less than $2 this year.
Yeah, yes, I think it was. It was like $1.90.
For a couple days, I
Why
think.
Did I not feel...
And then it just shot back up. Remember when it went up like 50
yes.
cents in one day?
Yes, I do remember
You're like, why
that.
Is it going up 50 cents in one day?
Right, so now it's at like 2.25, and I'm waiting for it to be less than a dollar.
Hmm.
Or $2. Remember when gas was less than a dollar?
No.
Mid-90s.
Do not remember that.
Mid-1990s, 20 years ago, gas was like 95 cents a gallon.
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, those were good times. Now it's like $2.25, but it's not $5. Luckily,
hold on, our phone is ringing off the hook right now.
Okay, what's going on,
Connie Curtis? Who's this?
Hey, tell Curtis that it's $1.88 over in Ionia.
What?
See,
you need to get to Ionia.
Ionia has the KFC buffet and $1.88 gas. Mm. You know where I'm going today?
Where in Ionia? Everywhere.
Admiral Meyer.
Wow.
Oh. Everywhere in Ionia.
That's crazy. Oh,
well, and you do see that. Sometimes one time I went to...
Thanks for the info.
Where did I go?
You're welcome.
I went out toward Greenville, mm-hmm. I want to say. We were going somewhere, Kate and I. Oh, we were going to Midland for the tournament. So okay. We are driving through Greenville and the gas station, and it was like 30 cents cheaper than Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I need to drive way out here every time to get my gas. Same with Ionia.
It's like you don't want to get gas where rich people live.
No. Yeah.
No.
Or buy an exit.
You don't want to go to, you know, Ada.
No.
To fill up in gas.
Well, they give you liquid gold there. Ada, so that's nice.
Yeah, you want it to fill up for another month. But,
you got that, right? Yeah. And you get the, you get the little Amway gift bag, so you feel good about that. Like, you're like, okay, this is a good time.
I need to look for gas stations instead of, because the one I go to is right off an exit. So it's always the most expensive gas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah. Interstate gas is the worst.
Yeah.
Chicago downtown is like $12.
Do we do that thing here in GR where if you pay cash, it's like 20 cents cheaper?
I haven't seen it. There are a couple where if you get a car wash, it's 30
That's
cents.
That's big on the east side.
Yeah. My
huge.
Whole, my parents live in Waterford.
Okay.
And the whole, every single gas station, I was like, oh, gas is 206? No, it was 226.
Cash.
But if you paid cash.
Okay. Who cares?
And I know, I'm not paying cash.
Who carries that kind of cash?
No. Yeah, I never have cash, ever. But my grandma always pays that because she always has
So does my mom.
Yeah.
Okay, well, because you're saving.
And every time I get there, my mom goes, how much do you pay for gas? Like, oh my God.
What is going on? How much? You say $1.88 in Ionia. And then she's like, well where's
that's cheaper than I got it.
I'm driving to Ionia.
Because she wants to kind of brag a little bit.
Right.
That
people
she
like
got
to talk about gas. They really do. And
they don't
weather.
Really have anything else to talk about.
No.
The Tigers. Last night she called me right as I got into bed and was complaining because the Tiger games are so boring now.
Okay.
And which... They're so boring.
Are they?
I watched every Tiger game with them while I was there last week, and I was like, oh my God. Somebody kill me.
I have some of my gas facts for you if you'd like them.
I would love them.
Okay, 99% of our gas is odorless. It's just the 1% that has the sulfur smell that gives it a bad smell. There's a little
How
bit.
How did I know we were going to talk about farts?
There's a little bit of, there's a list going around. Facts you don't know about passing gas. And here are some animals that pass more gas than humans.
Okay.
Would you like this? Okay, animals that are gassier than humans. Termites.
I knew that
one. How did you know that? Who knew that?
What? Because it was on some kid's show and they're like, termites fart more than any animal on the planet.
Zebras fart more than us. Sheep fart more than us. Cows, which have you ever been around cows?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Elephants, they fart more than us. One big one is way more than us.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs, so if you're blaming it on the dog, really the dog probably did it. And camels. On this hump day, camels also fart more
Kevin
than us.
Kevin farts a lot. Kevin's my cat.
Kevin the cat.
Oh, he has.
So does Olive. It's disgusting.
I think it's awesome.
And they're loud.
They're loud?
Olives are loud.
Even with the fur?
It scares her.
You think the fur would muffle it?
Does she do that turnaround thing where she chases her
She'll do it
butt
and then she'll
that?
Look. And like it's a surprise.
Like
she's like, what was that?
Yeah, Kevin never reacts, but we do. We're like, oh,
but Kevin.
Kevin
doesn't react to anything. Kevin is just.
Oh,
Kevin,
he reacts to everything.
He's a lump. He just
he's a
sits
baby.
With his face just looking at you. You even fart after you die. Back to these farting facts from
I
Positive
knew that
Med.
Too.
Dead bodies have been known to fart even 3 hours after death.
Because you're expelling the gas.
And that's got to stink. 3 hours after you're dead, mm-hmm. you ever fart and you say, somebody says, hey, somebody dying here? Yes.
Yeah.
3 hours
actually,
ago.
Actually, somebody did.
Somebody did. Also, it travels at 10 feet per second. So where do you feel like it's trapped in your
underpants?
Were you
on some fart website this morning?
Positive Med made this list.
Okay.
So we're all set. Yeah, 10 feet per second. So it shoots out. So when like
so if you were going to crop dust,
you can't
really fake it.
Right.
Everybody's going to know it's you because you have to get close enough.
Right. The thing about it, though, is like you ever have one where you feel like it's trapped in your
no.
your shorts or your underpants?
No.
Ew.
It's not because it's 10 feet away.
Yeah, what?
I've had that where it feels like
Bloop.
It's, yeah, like you got a bubble in there. That doesn't, that can't happen according
nasty.
To this.
That's
also,
disgusting.
Women, according to Positive Med, we're talking gas facts here, gas 188 in Ionia. Women do it just as many times as men, even though y'all say you don't. You fart as
no
much
way.
As a bus.
Yeah.
14 times a day.
I can tell you Dan does it way more than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Justin does too. Way more.
Way.
Do you think?
Way.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you don't know? Because sometimes I'll be sitting in a room.
Just like Olive.
And it will smell yeah. like fart. But I know I haven't farted. And I'm the only one in there. Like maybe I just is very loose, or it's not a
blue
type thing where it just is seeping.
No,
because
I know.
Has that ever happened to you, Sam? I hear you laughing. That means
no.
it's happened. You're just sitting in a room and you get the fart smell, and you're the only one in the room.
Well, no, but I have said to Justin before we even got the dog, like, did you fart because it stinks really bad? And he's like, no. I'm like, did you do it without even knowing you did it?
Right.
Because I know you did.
Yeah.
Somebody did.
Well, that's why I think the sign of a person who does it so much that they don't even know.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And that's men.
But there's no noise and no feeling.
Then maybe you want to go see a doctor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll be sitting in the room. There's no noise. There's
you
no
need
feeling.
To call a proctologist.
There's no
stat.
Nothing.
If you don't have anything.
I'm just sitting there and I'm like, whoo, I didn't do that. Oh. I must have done that. I'm the only one here. Unless I've fallen asleep for 1 minute and done it in my sleep, but I don't think that's the case. I'm watching TV.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
Thank
so that's,
you for those facts.
That's never happened to any of you?
No.
Okay, yeah, that happens to me occasionally.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
I'm just amazed that you are able to go a whole show without doing that. Explains why you go to the bathroom so much.
Oh, I fart so many times.
You go
the
in there, we leave, we go to the, like, you know, we're playing a song, we both run
right.
down to the bathroom, go to our separate bathrooms, and that must be what you're doing.
I probably every time I pee, I will fart once
Do
or
you?
Twice. Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
It's funny because we have like a big group bathroom, you know, like you have, and people will walk in talking to me, and then I don't know, like, do I just rip one in the middle of talking to somebody? Like, oh, yeah, you know, well, we talked about this today. We had Mickey from the White Cast. Oh, yeah. And then I just washed my hands.
Nobody would be surprised.
Leaves. They wouldn't care.
Nobody would be surprised.
No, especially because it's guys.
Yeah.
Right. But
there are certain guys here, though, who are a little more classy than that.
That's true.
Right. Like Russ. Russ isn't going to
do that. He isn't
going to
do that.
Russ is not just going to fart, even though he does it 14 times a day and it moves at 10 seconds, 10 feet per second.
Everybody does it.
Everybody.
But I feel like there are people who do it a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
99% of it is odorless, though. Only 1% has the smell.
Really? Because Justin smell and Olive Ugh. Smell every single time.
Yep.
That's got to be our food, right? Maybe we got the lactose intolerance. I don't know.
Or you like hot food? That's what Dan is.
Taco
Dan
Bell.
Loves hot food, and he's always like, oh, it goes right through you.
Well,
then stop eating it. Yeah. It's so good.
It is so
Same
good.
Same with Justin. When he'll be eating something, he'll say, I know this is really going to affect me later.
Oh, and it doesn't even take until later for me. Like, if I'm eating pot roast, 2 seconds later, boom.
It's so funny, though, because if I farted as much as Dan farts, around him,
yeah,
he'd be completely turned off by
yep.
it.
Or would he
How
love it?
How sexist is that? No. He would be turned
he
off.
Would.
We've had
You've
the conversation.
Yeah,
okay.
Same with Justin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sexist.
Yeah, that's
Ridiculous.
Rude. It's rude.
Yeah, it's biological.
Right. I don't know that...
I don't have to, thank God, but...
And I'm turned off by it, I should say
So
that.
Am I.
It's gross.
Well, so there you go. So you,
it's
Ooh, baby, let's make out.
Well, you're making out.
No,
That's
but
hot.
It doesn't really make you want to.
No.
I don't really want to be next to him.
No.
Or if you're eating popcorn in a movie theater and you know that's just going to make you gassy. And then popcorn is the worst.
Yeah.
It just makes you gassy. Just fills you up with
it
gas
does.
And bloat. And you're drinking a giant pop. And then you got probably some jujubes in there
you
too.
You need to go to the doctor.
You do need to see a doctor.
And it is farting all through the movie. You don't do that?
No.
Yeah, little ones, and you hope that they don't make any noise because you don't want everybody to know.
Are you one of those people in an airplane, too?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's loud, so you, nobody can hear you anyways.
Did you hear about that airplane yesterday that some lady stunk up so bad they had to divert it to someplace else?
No.
I saw the one.
From farting or in the bathroom?
In the bathroom. Are you going to talk about the lady who punched the flight attendant? Yeah. Was she wasted?
She was drunk.
She kissed her and then punched her in the face?
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, and then they had to divert to Chicago.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of these.
People were taking, the police had to come on the plane, and she was kicking the police officers as they're carrying her off the plane.
She was drunk as a skunk.
I have not heard any of these.
Yeah, the video was trending online because everybody whipped out their cell phone, of course.
Is it up at mychannel957.com?
It will be.
Let's get it up there. Let's look at it.
Let's get it up there, Sam.
I want to see it.
She looks, like people were saying they honestly felt bad for her because she was just so inebriated. So drunk.
Nothing is worse than getting bombed and getting on a plane.
No.
And it makes you
Sit there in that little seat.
Right.
I think I did it one time accidentally.
It makes you more drunk being that high.
Yeah. Oh, it was not fun.
It's the thin air.
No.
Well, and they got those little tiny drinks that they aren't helping anybody.
Ugh.
Yeah, if you want to maintain that buzz, you're like, this doesn't help me.
They will cut you off. My girlfriend
got cut off on a plane.
We had one drink.
Okay.
A Bloody Mary.
She got loopy.
We were laughing because we were going to Mexico. We were happy and excited.
Yeah, you having a good time.
They thought we were drunk. One drink.
And they cut you off?
And they cut us off.
Wow.
See, one drink.
First, I was in first class once, and that was when I was 21, and they give them to you for free. They just feed them to you. And before the plane even takes off, people are loading on the plane, and they're like, would you care for a drink?
Yes.
So by the time the flight was done, my friend and I were plastered.
That's awesome.
They just kept handing them to you.
Like bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah. I was so drunk. I was so drunk. So I could see how it happened. And this poor woman, the police are carrying her off the plane, and she just looks a hot mess.
Oh.
And they're telling her to look forward, and she doesn't know which direction's forward.
Didn't that remind you of one of your friends, though? Don't you have that friend who you wouldn't be surprised if they got wasted? Grabbed a person, made out with them, and then punched him in the face.
I do.
That's what I thought.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's you.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me? I was up at 8:15 last night. It was pitch black in my house.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, we're losing about 90 seconds of daylight every day.
Mm-hmm.
That is unbelievable to me.
It makes it so much easier to go to bed, though, especially for us.
Absolutely.
I actually like it, where everybody else is upset about it. I'm like, oh, yes. I don't have to use my dark shades anymore.
Right.
Just wait, though, until we're driving home from work you're driving home from work. It's 5:30 in the afternoon, and it's dark.
You drive in, and it's dark. You drive home, and it's dark.
Yeah.
You feel like you're a mole.
Exactly.
Live in Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is not okay. You're 2 hours of daylight.
That'll be happening for sure around Christmas time. I read today that 2% of us have our Christmas shopping done.
100 days till Christmas. Like 199
That's
days
awesome.
Now.
2%. And those are usually it's older people.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine.
Who get their Christmas shopping done.
Because they got a lot of time. But the bad thing about older people being done with their Christmas shopping is they don't remember where they put the gifts. Right? So then they just keep, like in November, they'll be like, oh, I thought I was done, but I have to shop again. Katie was buying Christmas things yesterday.
Was she?
But she does that too, where she will forget that she has them.
That's the thing. You got to put them someplace where you
write it down.
You always know, okay, right. I'm going to go to this closet.
She has the closet, but it's like she forgets to go there.
Well, I like going Christmas shopping. I like going to the mall.
Okay.
When I'm done with my shopping.
Yeah.
But at Christmas time, I would still go to the mall just to walk around and see everybody and watch all the little kids getting their pictures taken with Santa.
And there are bells.
It's fun to go, yeah. Right. But not when you're under the stress of time.
Mm-hmm. You gotta shop.
No.
See, and I like going like the 23rd, 22nd.
Oh. You like going last minute.
And finding the things that I like and you get in and sure, you're staying in line. I think one store last year, I stood in line for like 40 minutes. You know, and wondering why they didn't have every single thing open.
Right.
You know, and they didn't. They had one open and two were empty right next to us. It's like, why aren't all of these open right now? But they don't. They want us to feel that joy of standing in line. If we just breeze through, it'd be
that
no
way
fun.
We can hear like at least 7 Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to hear so many of them.
I mean, that's true, right? You get in, you hear it.
When do you think our sister station's going to go to Christmas music?
Okay, so today.
Probably in like 2 weeks.
Today is September 16th. I bet noon today.
No.
Day after Halloween.
Probably. It's 84. So they can't do it.
No.
Today.
I can't wait for it, though.
I know.
You love Christmas music.
I love Christmas.
Who doesn't?
Curtis. He's Grinchy.
If we're going to raise our hands about who doesn't really love the Christmas music, my hand would be up.
Mm. Yeah, my ex hated it. I was never allowed to listen to it in the car when it was Christmas time because he hated Christmas music.
Yeah.
Like, how do you hate Christmas music?
Dan likes certain Christmas music, but when we get back to the like more like old.
Right.
You know, like Perry Como.
I love it.
Perry Como.
It's my grandma's favorite artist.
Who is that? What song does Perry Como sing that I would know?
I don't know. Christmas music.
White Christmas. Perry Como sings a version of White Christmas.
Okay. Well, everybody
does. How does our 26-year-old producer know that and our almost 40-year-old air partner does not?
Because
my grandma loves Perry Como.
She's weird.
And I love old. I will turn on like an old Christmas station, like, you know how you can get them online.
Yeah,
I like the older Christmas music.
You do?
Yes, it's so cute.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, there's no place like home.
This is Perry Como.
Okay, put me in a Perry Como.
Oh my goodness. See, this is so cute.
Oh, just picture it being all cold and snowy. Get your Uggs on.
When you pine,
Christmas decoration.
The sunshine. The
smell of
in a wreath.
Trees.
You got a wreath on front of your car?
Oh, a wreath on the front of your car.
I love that. Antlers on the
side.
You
give your car the antlers.
The and Rudolph nose.
I got a reindeer car.
This is classic, Curtis.
Look at me. No, classic. This is classic. This
I met a man who lives in Tennessee.
What is this?
And he
don't even act like you've never heard that song. Ridiculous.
And some homemade pumpkin
Sandals. I've never heard that Christmas song right there.
Well, I mean,
what's the chorus?
A million people sing that song.
That's the chorus.
That is the chorus.
Okay. Okay. Then no. It starts with "I met a man in Tennessee," and that's the chorus.
There's no place like home for the holidays.
That's the chorus.
By the way,
yes.
It's September 16th.
Yeah. Well, we get a holiday.
September 16th. That means we're like 6 weeks away from Halloween.
Yes. Get ready for that.
Ding, 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 ding.
A little sad. Katie and I are not dressing up this year.
What?
I know.
You're not dressing up to
That's
come here?
That's huge news.
I know. We're not dressing up.
I've never known you. I've known you 14 years, yeah. And you dressed up every year.
Every single year.
Why?
Because the party that we always go to is not happening.
But Halloween's on a Saturday this year.
Right, but soccer goes late this year. Oh. And we weren't going to be able to make it to the... My brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they have a huge Halloween party every year.
Right.
And we knew that we weren't going to be able to go unless it was like November 14th. Right? It wasn't going to happen. November 13th, we could go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, if you want to have it 2 weeks late, whatever, that's when we can come. But we didn't tell them that because we want them just to, and then we would just not show up. So they
that's so sad.
They sent out an email. They're too busy too. We got soccer. We got cheerleading. We got gymnastics. We got everything. We got school.
But it's on a Saturday.
It's over. So we
Melissa.
Can't do it.
Good morning.
Wait, Melissa, I heard you love Christmas music.
Oh, no.
I'm there with you, Melissa.
Curtis, I am so with you, Curtis. I had to call and say, no, take that off. That's how I found you guys, because a station went Christmas music all the time. And I'm like, you know, I think 95.7 used to have good music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, who are these guys? Like, I don't like to be in the stores when they start playing it.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Me neither.
I love it.
The only ones I like are, like, upbeat and fast, you know.
Like Mariah Carey?
Something, or... Mm-hmm.
Jingle Bell Rock?
I think there was a Run DMC one.
Oh, yeah, Christmas
in Hollis.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
That's a great song.
Yes,
and we can't play it.
You know what's funny, Melissa? Since we've been here almost 3 years now, and that is the number one way people say they found us is because other stations turn
right.
to Christmas music. So go ahead, radio stations.
Right.
Put on
but
Christmas
please,
music.
Please, you guys don't do that because I don't want to have to change the station.
Oh, no.
I will tell you, as we were interviewing and trying to figure out where we were going to work, that was one question that I asked every single station. Are you the station that turns to Christmas music? And this one said no, and I'm like, all right,
yay!
Top of my list.
You are it. Yes. I know every time when I start a new job, I'm thinking as the holidays start coming, I'm like, please don't be the obsessive people with Christmas music. Please don't be.
Oh, yeah. Because you either love it and are so excited about it, or you're like you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
there's
Linda,
kind of no in between.
Who just tweeted us at Connie Curtis saying, at Connie Curtis, stop the Christmas music.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Okay. That's why you have headphones.
Never again.
Samantha, you can just, you know, turn your headphones on and go listen to your Christmas music.
Right. Yes. Just put your headphones on. Put your beats
on. It's September 16th.
Put your
beats
on.
We'll stop the Christmas music.
And just listen.
Thank you.
Bye, Melissa.
I kind of want to listen to it now.
Well, okay.
I still have Christmas CDs in my car.
Do you?
From last year. On the way home.
Except for I don't have my car because I shredded my tire yesterday.
No, you have no car. I was thinking maybe if you were listening to White Christmas while you were sitting waiting for the tow truck yesterday. Yeah, I'm
that
glad.
That probably would have
calmed
me.
Like, you don't
me.
Listen to that when you put up your Christmas tree?
I'm glad we're done with Christmas music. No.
We're done with it.
I'm glad we're done. I'm glad that's over. No, we don't have, like, Christmas Day when we're putting up the tree and stuff. We just put up the tree.
We
and
do.
We,
yeah,
yeah
so
Katie. Katie puts up the tree because if we did it together, it'd be a big fight.
Because why?
Because we don't work.
They don't work.
We don't work well together. So I put the tree together. It's fake tree.
Mm-hmm.
I put the tree together, and then she trims the tree, and then we're done. We're happy.
That's what we do. Dan doesn't do it with me. We go cut it down.
Yeah.
Bring it back, and then he handles it from there, and then he puts the lights on because
okay.
he's tall.
Okay.
So he puts the lights on, and then I do everything else.
I help with the lights. I do that, yep. and then I put the angel on top.
Yep. Yep.
And,
so does he.
And that's it. And that's all I have to do.
And then I handle the little 4-foot one that's in the basement.
Oh,
the
nice.
Little fake one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if we did it together, we'd be fighting on the day after Thanksgiving.
Justin helps me.
Black Friday.
Does your tree look like a hot mess, or
no.
do you tell him exactly where to put everything?
He's good at spacing it out, like spacing out the ornaments and stuff like that. So yeah, it's never been an argument or an issue.
And we have like 5 boxes of ornaments, yeah. and I swear Katie uses 3 of them. Like we got 2 boxes that don't even get put out.
I like to switch mine up every year, so I have way more ornaments than would fit on one tree
so
or 2 trees.
You change stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have like a favorite or a
no.
box of favorites. You just put whatever.
Whatever I'm in the mood for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I want red and white? Whatever I'm in the
mood for. We got different color schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All of ours have pictures of kids on them.
Yeah.
Our
kids.
Mom tried to give me some traditional ones. I don't really have traditional ornaments.
Okay. Do you want my kids to make you some?
No.
The yarn wrapped around
no.
the popsicle sticks.
No, no.
We could do a ton of those.
I'm good.
Yeah, see, we have all the ones from my grandma, because my grandma trimmed a huge tree, and it was, no one trimmed the tree. She did. It was sectioned off. Angels at the top, then she had a band in the middle with spinning ballerina. It was a crazy.
A band.
That's what my mom tried to give me this weekend.
So we have all those now,
all those
so
moving ones.
It'll be interesting to see which one Justin's like, don't put those on the tree.
Your Christmas tree should not give you a headache.
No, you don't want it to be too
it's
bright.
It's my rule.
See, my grandma's was,
too bright and flashy.
I'd never be able to trim a tree like that because it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, she had snowmen at the bottom and Santa, it was sectioned off.
Does she have the OCD? It seems very segmented. Like, everything has its own spot.
A magazine in Detroit come and photograph her tree.
Aww.
What?
She was very, it took her 2 weeks to put the tree up. She was so proud of this
That's
tree.
That's fabulous.
And the best thing about a really nice Christmas tree in Detroit is if you like one, you just sit by it for long enough and then you squatter's rights, you own it. So that's the awesome thing about Detroit and Christmas trees, from what I know. Or if somebody has a nice wreath, you just sit by it.
Someday you should go to Detroit and check it out.
I know.
Then you just take
actually
it.
See it.
Right? So scary.
Before you slam
it's
it.
Not
what
scary,
is, what
Curtis.
Is past? It's so scary.
Yeah, but leave it up to Curtis. He would go to the wrong area.
Oh,
like,
he would.
I told you so. I told you.
Ah! I knew it was bad. I knew it was scary.
Yeah.
Shred my tire.
He'd be on DeQuinder.
I'm in DeQuinder. Just hanging out.
He's going to DeQuinder.
I know.
What's DeQuinder?
I don't know. I don't know what DeQuinder is.
Bad
but
area of Detroit.
I know I want to go there for Christmas and maybe do some caroling.
Just go hang out at the Fox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to like 5 Mile and Woodward.
Okay.
Perfect area for you.
Perfect. Then
don't
I'm
take
in.
The girls though.
Okay. Leave the girls at
Carol,
home.
Carol down that street, please.
Carol down
Carol.
In Woodward. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I dress up in my Victorian garb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
I will do it.
Don't carry any money or anything.
You know what? I think I just realized why I don't like Christmas music so much. Because my birthday is December 17th.
Right.
And one Christmas party, my mom decided that we were going to go caroling. So my Christmas party was us going caroling.
Oh, no.
Like me and all my friends. Like we just went caroling. We were in second or third grade. And we caroled around the neighborhood.
That's awesome.
And that was our fun thing. Some people went to Chuck E. Cheese. I took friends caroling. So maybe that's why I have the problem.
Are you a good
problem.
Singer?
Such a good singer.
Show us.
There's no place like home for the holidays.
You're not tone deaf.
What?
Tone.
No, I'm not. That was me singing like
Do you know
like
what tone deaf means?
No, tone loke I know.
Oh, okay.
Tone deaf, I'm not familiar with his
mm-hmm.
work. What does he sing?
Mm-hmm.
Mos Def, I know. And Def Leppard, they have a new song. But no, the others I don't know.
Def Leppard has a new song.
Yeah, they got a new song.
Oh.
I haven't heard it.
I didn't know they were still together.
No one has. No.
They have.
Well, they heard it when they were playing it, recording it. No.
Who would play that song?
No one.
Classic rock stations wouldn't play it.
No one's going to play it.
Top 40 stations wouldn't play it.
If you're a Def Leppard fan from the 80s, you then maybe go find it online.
You don't think classic rock would?
No.
No, it's not classic. No. Do you know what classic rock means?
Unless it's super good.
This is a new song by Def Leppard.
Maybe they play it once.
If it's super good, right?
You think it is?
No.
Is there such thing as a bad Def Leppard song? I don't think so.
I love Pour Some Vinegar.
Maybe some deep cuts.
Right.
Hey, I mean, I only know their popular
stuff.
Let's
go deep with Def Leppard. And here's their new one. The new one is where in concert.
The only one we don't know.
In concert, you leave. You go to the bathroom. You go get a beer.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, we got a new song.
Hey, we just been working this out. Yeah, wanted to play it for you first.
It empties out. You're like, everybody's gone. Adios, mm-hmm. Def Leppard.
That's true.
And like, wait, where'd you go? And you're like, talk to me when you're playing one I know from 30 years ago. I don't care about the one from
Do they still tour?
No, they have to, right? Fairs and such?
Do they?
Wouldn't you think?
I'm looking. Maybe we can go.
Sam's looking.
Ugh. I love Def Leppard.
Okay, then we go.
I think we should
go. Do they have a Christmas song?
Did you see that Facebook is going to have a dislike button now?
I did. Now, they had said for years that they didn't want to promote negativity on posts, and that's why they weren't going to have the dislike button.
Zuckerberg said yesterday that what users really want is the, this is a quote, what users really want is the ability to express empathy.
Right. So if you see, like, my grandma died today, right, and we had such a fine time at the, I'll miss her so much, and you like it because you're like, well, I'll miss her too, you know, is what you're right.
Or you're just acknowledging that that happened and right, sorry about it.
Exactly. So you don't comment, but you like it. Now, the people, it's not going to be anonymous because it's still Facebook.
Right.
So if you dislike something, people will know that you dislike it. But I think that there will be a lot more fighting.
Yeah, like, I think it's ridiculous.
Wait, especially as we're coming up toward the election.
Everybody was saying this is just going to be another way people can bully each other online.
Well, and coming up toward the election. So you post something about some candidate that you like, I dislike, and then you got 50 dislikes, and people are liking my dislike, and it just jumps into a fight. Instead of unfollowing people around election time, now you're just disliking on their page.
Right? Well, and people used to comment, like, dislike, or, you know, like you said, I don't think they should promote negativity. It's just going to be another thing that's going to cause fights on Facebook and going to cause a big issue.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised he's doing it.
Me too.
I'll be excited for, like, our page, because we have a page, Connie and Curtis, and it is, it's just, we just post things that happen, and so every now and again, we'll post things that, like, people are very angry about. They'll see it, and there will be comments, like, I can't believe, and then other people are, like, lighting up, so it'll be nice to see how many dislikes we get on some things, right, because you only get likes.
All right.
So it'll be good to see how many thumbs down. Now, it is not going to be like Reddit, where a thumbs up will promote it or give
vote
it more.
Stuff up.
Right, vote it up. And thumbs down will vote it down further. So it's just going to be your disapproval or the fact that you aren't happy about it or you're being empathetic. I mean, if somebody says, my grandma died and I'm really going to miss her, but she's in heaven now, sleep tight, sweet granny, and you dislike that, are you disliking the fact that she's in heaven? I mean, still a like, I think, is appropriate there.
No, you're disliking the fact that she's dead.
Right. So do you have to rethink how you word certain messages on
Facebook? I wish I could get rid of my Facebook. Some
Me
days.
Too.
I really wish I could.
I didn't really check it last
it.
Week when we were on vacation, and it was fabulous.
Nice.
It was fabulous.
So you just stayed away. How did you know what BuzzFeed quizzes to take?
I didn't. It wasn't until the end of the week that I actually.
You got in.
Yeah, I looked at it again.
Okay.
It was kind of nice.
It was nice being away from the Facebook.
Very nice.
Well, and we're using it less and less. The kids are getting away from it. Mm-hmm. Like, Haley turned 13. 13 is what you have to be on Facebook.
Right. And she didn't care.
No, she didn't say, can I have Facebook? She didn't even ask about it. Didn't talk about it. She's on so many other things that Facebook is dead to her. She doesn't need that. So this dislike button might be too little too late. They say, what, like half of the earth is on Facebook? Yeah. But how many people are actually actually using it.
Right.
You know? And my dad has been dead, what, since 2010, 2011? He still has a Facebook page. Yeah. Remember, he was at lunch.
Didn't they come
day.
Up with something that you can do? You can take it down now if you wanted to. Yeah, because it was very hard. It's like they didn't think about that happening.
Right, people dying.
Right.
But I don't know. It turns out my mom likes it. Because she then can see what his friends are doing without being their friend.
Okay.
So she stalks as
him. Keep up to date.
But she likes things.
As him.
As him. Yeah. So then I said, hey, that's weird. I said, were you at lunch with some guy from Pennsylvania? And she's like, no, why? I said, because dad's dead Facebook page got tagged in a post. She's like, no, I was not at lunch. She said, but I do go on sometimes and like things. I said, yeah, I've seen that. Like, Terry likes
this. Does
that
freak you out a little bit at first? Like,
right.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Why does he like this?
And I keep mine mostly for photos because there are photos that I'm tagged in from other people's Facebook. And I mean, I could transfer them all on my computer, but it's just too much work. So I just keep mine because I have a ton of photos in there.
You just leave them.
Yeah. And it used to be people in college would get mad if somebody would take down their Facebook during finals or something like that because you can deactivate it for a while.
Okay.
But then all those photos you're tagged in are gone. So you go to look for that they tagged you in that are in their album.
Because they deactivated
it. Right. So everybody would be like, put your Facebook back up. I want those photos back.
But do they come back up once they reactivate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your Facebook does. You can just deactivate it. Nothing goes away or anything. It's just you're off Facebook. And a lot of my friends would do that during finals so they wouldn't go on Facebook.
Right.
Well, and bosses now are still 9 out of 10 bosses say that they use Facebook to see if they're going to hire somebody.
Right.
And half of the bosses that were asked, it was a survey, half of the bosses said that they have reconsidered offering someone a job after they've seen the Facebook. So you have a great interview. They go to your Facebook page. They see you doing beer bongs or whatever you're doing. And they say you're out. You're out of there.
Yeah, I'm always kind of surprised how much people put up there. Like some of the dramatic family things that happen and stuff.
Like, I don't need to know your personal business.
It makes me feel bad. I do feel empathy for them.
So you would dislike.
I don't know if I would dislike that. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. They need a hug button.
Hug.
Aww.
Hug.
Right.
Like I would give you a hug.
You need to write to Mark Zuckerberg.
That's a sad little thing.
Yeah, instead of dislike, you get a hug.
Right, because... like and dislike. You ever see people still argue on Facebook?
Right.
How can you like this? This is a horrible tragedy. How can you like this? And people are like, well, I like it, so it gives me updates. And then everybody's like, no, it doesn't. That is.
Right.
You're like, oh my gosh, people, how long have we been using Facebook?
Exactly. Well, maybe people are new to it. You come on, you're like, well, I think it's time for me to get the Facebook.
And people are so opinionated over everything on Facebook. Like, I have one friend who stopped sharing pictures of her young daughter because people would pop up and criticize her. That headband's too tight. You're hurting your daughter's head. You should have her seatbelt this way. You should. And she's like,
really?
I'm done having people tell me what to do about my parenting me, saying I'm a bad parent because I'm doing something with my daughter. People have opinions over everything.
Yeah, they do.
Right. They can't help themselves.
And they're
not
afraid to share it on Facebook because you're behind a computer screen.
But you're not anonymous. That's the thing.
Right.
Like you
and especially with your friends. It's not like you're posting on some national, thing that there are 8 million messages.
Right, where nobody knows you. You're posting on like Aunt Gertie's page, like, oh, that's hideous, but it's you. They know who you are.
Yeah.
Right?
So much energy.
Mm-hmm.
Too much energy,
but
I think.
I think the people who, like you say, people share so much on Facebook, I think those are the people who before Facebook would walk into a work and go, oh my gosh, this happened and this happened and this, and share that with all their coworkers who don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, so now you've chosen to be their friend on Facebook, so now you're a part of that.
Overshare.
It's not that you don't want to hear it. I feel bad for them.
Okay.
I feel bad.
I always think, why? I don't care. Like, they need an I don't care button, like a disinterested.
Oh, yeah, that's what they need,
right?
I don't care.
Or the people, we used to have a woman who every single thing that we posted on our Facebook page, Connie and Curtis, we would ask questions like, hey, what do you think about this? Or, hey, have you ever thought about this? And every single time.
Who cares?
I don't care. Who cares?
What was her name again?
What was her name?
Oh, come on. We got to remember her name.
Oh, she was great.
What did it start with?
Oh, I can't remember.
A J?
Janine.
Nope.
Jamie.
No.
Jessica.
No.
Jana.
No, she...
Was it Janet?
She was great. Like, we loved her.
We?
Because...
She made us laugh out loud every day. Who cares? And we're like, why do you like our page?
Yes. Who cares?
Why do you like our page?
But we need a who cares
who
button.
Who cares?
We need a who cares button. What was her name?
Oh.
Oh, she was awesome. This was like 2010 when she was in full who cares mode.
Jacqueline?
No.
Maybe it didn't start with a J.
I don't think it did.
Well, maybe a D.
Dana.
Was it Dana?
No.
Denise.
Was it Denise?
No.
Danielle.
I think I have to hear her name first and last.
Yeah. You know how you,
It's so funny when I meet people out and they're like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I post on your Facebook page. I'm like, blah, 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 Susie Smith. Yeah. I recognize, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Because you recognize the people's names.
Who cares?
Like Danny, who always posts on ours.
Yes.
Seagrass.
Oh, you're remembering her name?
No.
Okay.
I thought I did. Is it April?
No, it's not April. April is the...
Is it something Olson?
Yes.
Yes.
Julie Olson.
Julie Olson.
Yes. Nice work.
Oh. Julie Olson
the one
hated us.
I didn't say Julie Olson.
But she didn't hate us.
No.
Like she loved us.
Who cares?
We would have a good time. We would be laughing and things. And then just, who cares?
Who cares?
It was awesome.
Who cares? She said everything we posted.
Everything.
We're like, this girl is.
She does not care.
She does not care.
Who cares?
She does not care. She doesn't think anybody else cares.
Like Taylor Swift. We'd write stuff about Taylor Swift. Who cares? We'd write stuff about like.
Hey, we're giving away tickets tomorrow
who
morning.
Cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. Oh, Julie.
Julie Olson.
You
I miss her.
You
was
son
she
of a
in
gun.
Madison or Milwaukee?
Because
we were in Wisconsin.
She was
before.
In Milwaukee.
She was in Milwaukee.
She was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Rocking it. We
even on pictures and stuff?
We need, well, we would go to her page.
Because we were like, we love her.
Yeah. So then, like, we were like friends with her. Because
who cares?
We need a who cares person here.
We do.
We need a who cares person.
Here.
We are soliciting right now someone every time we post something on our Facebook page, Connie and Curtis. We need someone
cares?
To write who cares. If we change our cover photo, yep. Who cares? We ask a question, who cares? A poll, who cares?
Giving away stuff,
who cares? Any update?
A video.
Who cares?
Video, who cares? CNC TV?
We need
who cares?
Now, you might think that it's rude and it would hurt our feelings, but trust us. With
no,
Julie
it's
Olson,
hilarious.
It did not.
She was hilarious. And she, the funny thing is, she wasn't doing it to be funny.
Well,
and that's
yeah.
what cracked
right.
us up. She
right.
was not trying to be funny. She just really did not care.
Right. And then we reached out. Like, I feel like I've emailed back and forth with her, a great person, but just on the Facebook. Who
cares?
Every time. So that's what we're looking for.
She was fun.
We're soliciting
that sounds fun.
A who cares person on our Facebook page.
People are funny.
Connie and Curtis, look for us.
Do you think maybe she unliked us when we moved?
No. Oh. I bet she still likes us.
But she doesn't.
She doesn't
I haven't
give
seen
them
a who cares in at least 3 years.
Maybe she cares now.
No, she.
Oh, maybe she does care.
She definitely posted within the last 3 years since we've been here. She's
really?
Been on her page. And not a who cares.
I can't believe we remembered her name.
Not a who cares. I'll
posted care. Something else. Was it angry?
Maybe I'll email her. I'll email her and see what's up.
One of those posts. Do not post a picture of that baby.
I will. I will go ahead. I'll send her an email and
it
I'll see what's up with her and
okay.
what's going on.
That's a good name,
Julie Olson.
Oh, we love her.
We miss you, Julie Olson.
Oh, so much. So much.
Oh man.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
okay.
Email
you
her.
Shoot her an email and see what's happening.
You know how I'm always on Cosmo and I'm always on Glamour and I'm always on like mm-hmm. Vogue and you make fun of me. I go to Men's Health too.
Uh-huh.
Men's Health has come up with 6 things that are more painful than childbirth that men endure. Because you ladies are always telling us, oh yeah, you know, there's nothing worse. Try passing a baby out of there. We got horrible things that happen to us.
I can guess one.
Okay, what is number
getting
one?
Getting kicked in the privates?
No, did not make it.
Really?
No, because that doesn't hurt as much as
having
a baby.
Oh, stones. Having stones.
Stones are...
What are they called?
Kidney
stones.
There you go.
Stones are mentioned, but they're not one of the 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stones are one of the 6. Stones... are one of the
He's
six.
A researcher.
So definitely
he reads everything.
Definitely
yeah.
stones are one of them.
Okay, what are the rest?
You can get a headache that is worse than labor pains. It's kind of headache that is focused on the side of the head around the eyes and lasts 3 hours or more.
Like a migraine?
Yeah.
It's a cluster headache is what it's called. And it is the worst pain imaginable. It's worse than anything that you can endure as a human.
People confuse these with aneurysms. Like people think they're having a brain aneurysm because
like
they're so painful.
They think they're dying.
That's
from
horrible.
A number one would be a little trimenial neuralgial. It's also known as Fothergill's disease, and that's a it's a little inflammation of your trimenial nerve. It's in the head. And it goes from the eye to the jaw. So it's the front of your face just hurting.
So all head things?
No, they're not. We also got one that is a complex regional pain syndrome. And that happens anywhere. Instead of healing after a surgery or something, you just start really hurting in that area. And you're like, ah!
It's a debilitating pain.
Debilitating pain. It's sharp. Also, burns. Burns are worse than labor. If you've ever been burned.
Severe burns.
Like a severe burn. Yeah. Like where your skin is sloughing off.
Well, you see in movies when somebody gets burned like that, and then the medical team goes in and they try to peel off the burned skin, and you just hear screams.
Or wash it off.
Oh, yeah, clean it out. Oh,
it's comparable. They say that the third-degree burns are bad, but any kind of burn can be excruciating and ongoing if you've ever had one.
These aren't things that are just for men. These are things that...
Well, for everybody. For everybody, they get them. Okay. Another one is a little pedunial neuroalgia. And this is a severe pain in the bottom. So you got butt pain.
Butt pain?
And it can be caused by falling down. You fall on your butt and it hurts. It can also cause a little numbness of the genitals. So you got the numb parts. So you hurt in the butt, like, ow! But then you're numb in the front. So back hurts, front feels nothing.
And this happens just from falling on your butt?
It can happen from falling down. It definitely happens to men because of the front being so numb. But yeah, you fall down on your butt, boom, like on the ice or somewhere. Maybe you fall down the stairs.
My mom had sinus surgery 3 weeks ago.
Did that hurt?
She said it was worse. She gave birth to 5 babies. She said it was worse than any childbirth ever.
Okay. The actual surgery? Like, were they up in your nose?
Well, she was asleep during the surgery. Luckily. But the getting better part, she's still not better. But she said it was worse than... anything. Well, any childbirth gave birth to 5 babies.
That's that pain that comes from a surgery. Whereas it's healing, it really hurts all around it.
And I'd like... Because, when I tore my 3 ligaments in my knee, I've never had a child, but that, I almost threw up from that pain. It was so intense and bad. Uh-huh. So I'd like to see, I'm surprised that's not on here, because I'm sure that's probably the worst pain I'll ever feel in my
life.
Because in
knee
childbirth, you're numb if you choose it, you know? And this was not, it was awful.
Right. Oh. So, because it snaps and then you just are in pain where you're writhing?
Yeah, it's a pop. And I felt it and heard it. It was that loud. It immediately, I was laying there and I kept saying, I'm going to throw up. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
I don't know. When my nose got broken, that was pretty painful.
Oh, back in the day, you're in junior high school. Ball hits the face. You drop to your knees.
It was actually a fist that hit my face.
Did you go to the knees?
Don't remember.
You don't remember going down? Maybe you just
I don't remember
there?
Anything.
You blacked out.
I woke up and I was in the principal's office and they were like, you broke your nose.
Oh.
We're sending you to the hospital.
My goodness.
Yeah. And I think I have a high tolerance for pain. So.
Yeah, I always felt like I did too.
When I ugly cry, it was bad. It was really bad.
When you were at a ski resort, so imagine if you had thrown up. I mean, that's the second worst place to throw up. Water park being number one.
Why? I was in the snow.
And then you throw
up in the
snow.
You just cover it up.
Yeah.
But then people are skiing past you and there's
no, they blocked
puke.
That area. They couldn't
because
they didn't want anybody to hit me. And I hit whatever I hit, a guy behind me hit it when I fell and he almost wiped out, so they blocked it off.
Something and that's how you did your whole knee thing?
Yeah, either it was an icy spot or hit something because it took me down hard and then the guy
flipped.
A snowboarder hit it right after me and he was able to curve off and not hit me, thank God.
Was a friend of yours behind you or was ski patrol out there?
My sister-in-law.
Okay.
Yep, she was behind me. And it just, I remember flipping and my one ski came off.
Yeah, that's cool.
The other one didn't.
Flipping's awesome.
Yeah, and that pop, you see sports players do it, on the field. Mm-hmm. And they say it's like a rubber band snapping, I had 3.
Right, 3 rubber bands. Snap, snap, snap.
Are there any more on that list?
That was it. Those were the 6. 6 things that are worse than the childbirth. We can add tearing your ACL or MCL to that. Remember the one time I got my finger pinched in the stroller as I was trying to put it back, trying to bend it and get it in the trunk, and that hurt really bad.
That was bad.
Like I almost canceled my trip to
the
mall.
Have you broken a bone or anything?
Never broken
Nothing.
A bone or anything.
Dislocated something?
I had my knee pop out, not tear anything, and that hurt for like a few seconds, and then I popped it back in, and it was like pain, but it wasn't anything
like your kneecap,
like you're describing, like the whole knee, like popped out skiing.
How did you do? Oh, okay.
Mm, popped out skiing, and same thing where it was out and like hanging the weird way, and then I just popped it back in, and then it was not.
They say that if your arm dislocates and they have to push it back in, that will also that can make you pass out.
Have you had surgery?
Never. Yes, I have had surgery. I have had surgery, and I woke up in the middle of it.
Yeah, he's got a serious metabolism.
Right, so
Because they'll numb him to do whatever, and he will be like, yeah, right.
I'm sorry, you woke up?
In the middle of it and said, ow, that hurts. And they said to me, no, that you're not feeling it. And I said, yes, I am. I feel what you're doing. And then they had to hit me again and put me back to sleep.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrifying.
They had given me the count backwards from 10. Mm-hmm. So you get to, like, 6, and you're out, right? 10, 9, 8, and then you don't remember. Right. And I woke up, and I was like, guys, I need more of the stuff. And they gave me more stuff. That was a good one. That was a rough one. Also, when I got my...
Imagine if you were having, like...
heart surgery?
Yeah.
Right.
Your chest is
and
just
wide
open?
And your whole body is just, like, open.
Yeah, I would wake up. My stomach was open.
Do you remember anything?
I remember just it hurting, and then they put me back to sleep.
So you don't remember seeing anything?
No. Oh. No, because I was, like, pinned down.
Laying down. Okay.
When I got my wisdom teeth out...
What if you couldn't say anything? Could you imagine?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be like, yes.
It's like a scary movie.
The guy who took my wisdom teeth out did not believe me that I needed more, and I kept going, and he's like, you don't feel that. And I said, I do. He gave me, like, 8 shots. That bill was not fun.
Oh, I bet.
Right, but he just kept plugging them in. I'm like,
Didn't you have a tube down your throat for the surgery? Not the wisdom teeth? Because sometimes they do that. So what if you can't talk? And you're just like,
I had no tube. Joking. I just was in a chair and he was like taking them out. And I was like, And he's like, you can't feel that. I'm like, I feel what you're doing to me. Give me more.
And sometimes they don't want to believe you. Like if you were to go to a new doctor now and they were going to do some surgery and you were like, now listen.
Yeah.
I have woken up during surgery.
Right.
Please make sure you give me enough stuff.
Yeah, that hurt.
You must have a really good metabolism.
Like, please stop. Please stop what you're doing.
Do you have a tolerance to pain meds? Because I do.
I don't know. I've never really been on pain meds.
And they always think I'm a drug addict. Like same thing when you go in and I say, I'm going to need something very strong because like I had to go get Dilaudid with my knee surgery. They had to give me a shot because the pain meds, prednisone or whatever, Percocet they were giving me didn't work.
Oh my goodness.
And here I am, you know, young and people abuse those drugs. So they're like, I was like, no, I promise you.
Right.
It really hurts.
Oh, well, if you promise, then we'll give you this.
Well, totally. What do you want, Samantha?
You've got an honest face.
We should be having
a countdown.
Aren't scary movies coming out now because of Halloween?
Yes.
The Visit is in theaters right now. That one is so scary.
What's the one where the woman asked the kid to get into the
Visit?
Oh, it is. Okay,
that's the Visit.
I thought it was going
to be. What is it, Sam?
The woman asked the kid, she's like, can you clean the oven? Like, get in the oven and clean it. So it's like that fairy tale
Hansel
story.
And Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel.
And then
so
does
the
she
kid,
lock him in there?
Yep. Shoves him in there because she keeps going a little further.
Shoves
a
little girl
further.
In there.
Is she a witch?
No, she's the grandma. We don't know what's going on with grandma and grandpa.
No, but she talks like witchy.
Okay.
That's why I thought it was Hansel and Gretel, and then all of a sudden it's like The Visit.
Yeah.
So,
like,
who visited? Grandma and grandpa?
No, they go to grandma and grandma's house. It's, you ever seen the commercial for The Visit?
No.
So it's
watch commercials. I DVR everything.
It's been in theaters for 2 weeks now.
Okay.
Or, I think we gave away tickets before we went on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew that. Okay. Just have never seen the trailer because I don't watch commercials.
So it is a girl and her little brother go to grandma and grandpa's house. Mm-hmm. And grandma and grandpa are weird. Like, they got weird things and they're spooky and they're scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Haley and her friends want to go, and they're 13, and you think, oh, man, remember being 13 where, like, that kind of thing was okay?
Well, and you thought it was a good idea, and then you came home and couldn't sleep
for
a week.
Were scared to death.
Yeah.
So, they're talking Visit. No real scary movies come out this week.
Blair Witch was on a few days ago. I saw it. I think Epics had, a free movie weekend or something, or they're doing a whole week. And Blair Witch was on, and I saw it one time in the theater, thought it was horrible. It gave me a headache, the whole bouncy thing. And so I'm in the kitchen doing something, and I'm like, I turn around and look at the TV. I'm like, is that Blair Witch?
I don't even think it's scary.
Still think that movie is stupid.
Yeah.
Still stupid.
It's scary at the end.
No, you
spoiler.
Didn't even see the witch. The whole point of the movie.
I don't remember the end. All I remember is I got a headache.
The end is with that guy standing with his face in the corner in the basement. And is he dead? What happened to him? Why is he standing there? It's the weirdest thing.
It doesn't even bring back any memory.
It wasn't scary. It was just somebody running around the woods for 2 hours.
They were doing a documentary and they're fighting.
So
and
it's
stupid.
Freaky. And she's crying. I'm so sorry I did this.
I'm so scared.
But no real scary movies coming out this weekend. We got the Maze Runner sequel. And we got that Johnny Depp gangster movie.
Oh, he I want to see that so bad.
Where did I see that? That's he looks creepy.
Yeah, he does. He's so that. But no scary. Nothing scary this weekend.
We'll have to go back to some of the old ones then.
But probably probably next weekend. Right, as we get closer to Halloween, there'll be some.
Yeah.
But yeah, that the
visit, I need to put my Halloween stuff out.
The visit looks so scary that even the commercials make me have to change the channel. Like I can't do it.
Do you like scary movies?
No, zero.
I think I love them, but then I don't ever watch them because I'll be sitting there as if I'm watching them, but my head is in my hands. I like murder scary movies.
Like
thrillers.
Thriller. Yeah. I don't like ghosts or paranormal.
Right.
Because I feel like in real life I could try to fight off a murderer. How do you fight off the paranormal? Right.
You ever see the butterfly effect?
Yes.
That is a scary movie.
No, it's not.
That little kid, he's in the kitchen with a knife, and you're like, what's going on? It's weirdo. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. That kind of movie is even, that's scary to me. That's why I don't like
it. Did you see Mothra?
No. What's Mothra?
it's about a huge moth that attacks people.
Now, that would be scary.
I don't like moths, and I think that might be the reason why.
I had a bug yesterday. My house is covered with these bugs. I don't know what they are. They're not Asian beetles, and they're not box elder bugs.
Okay.
They're huge bugs, and they're like 100 on my house. Oh. So I go to touch one to see what they do, and they can fly. It flies, and it lands on my neck, and I'm like, I'm freaking out. Like, is it going to bite me? I don't know if it's going to bite me or sting me. So I get it off my neck. I'm like, get off of me. And then I go inside for the rest of the rest of, for like an hour.
You don't have a book that tells you what kind of bug?
I don't have kidding. Did you get your little
I don't have a
magnifying
bug book.
Glass?
Thank you.
I don't have a bug book. And I didn't want to go out by them again. But that
you need to take a picture.
If there was a movie about those, I would not go see that.
Were
movie.
They on the sunny side of the house?
Sunny every side of the house. They're just everywhere.
They're just all over.
They're just on the house. Like I got them in the yard. I don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. They're big, and they look like tanks, and they fly. And it flew onto my neck, which I about pooped my pants. I'm not going to lie.
When I wish you would have.
Like, woo!
Would you?
Woo!
It, had that happened.
Yeah.
And you lost control
of
yourself. I pooped my pants,
yeah.
Would you have come in and told us this story?
Oh, yes.
Would you?
I pooped my pants yesterday.
Because I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
if I ever poop my pants,
yeah.
The last thing I'm doing is coming on the radio and explaining to you guys exactly what happened in my life yesterday.
Wouldn't you want to get that out there? Like, why
no.
it happened?
No.
No.
I'm not five.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
talk
you
about...
You want us just to think like you have loose bowels.
What?
Like, you don't
no,
want
we don't
to
want
be,
you.
You don't want there
we
to be an explanation.
We don't want you to think about bowels and us in the same sentence.
Oh, so you're not even telling us that it happened. You said you weren't going to explain why it happened.
No, I'm not telling you anything.
We're not going to know
it's
that
it's never
it
coming up.
Okay.
It's never being discussed.
So you're not just going to come on and say, hey, I pooped my pants and then that's it.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday morning.
Hey.
Guess what happened yesterday?
Oh, what happened, Connie?
A bug flew in my face and I pooped.
In your pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost pooped in my pants.
That will never happen.
Luckily, I had gone earlier. Otherwise, there would have been some trouble.
So weird.
Right? It would have had trouble.
Have you been to a haunted house before?
Haunted houses kind of scare me too, but then kind of don't because I understand that those are real people. Spoiler.
And they can't hurt you.
Right.
Where I was thinking the scariest thing for a scary movie, though, is what if people were in a haunted house thinking it's fake people, but there's a real murderer in there?
That's a great storyline.
Because that could happen.
That has to be. There has to be that movie. You cannot be the person who just thought of that in 2015.
I don't know.
Right now. That movie has to exist.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Haunted House Killer. Type that movie. I'll type it.
I did. Haunted House Murder Movie.
There you go. And what it came up.
Oh, yeah. But it was in the 1940s.
Whoa. 40s? What was it called?
Haunted House.
Oh.
Oh, but I don't know if it's their house is haunted.
All right, Sam.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Like, I think it's their house.
Their house is haunted. It's not a haunted house.
They have a haunted house that's haunted.
I don't know. I'm not seeing anything.
Here's what I think is happening.
Send it to Spielberg.
Hey, Steve.
Copyright Samantha Mills.
Got a great idea.
Totally.
Got a great idea for you here. It's a haunted house where the people kill people.
I've never seen a movie like that. That's why I said we were in a haunted house one time, and I said, that would be really scary because everybody says they're not real. Or if the chainsaw, like everybody says, there's no chain on that chainsaw.
Oh.
What if there was a chain on the chainsaw?
That would suck.
Because I always run from the guy. And my mom, when I used to go with her, she'd just stand there. I was like, what if he really had a chain?
He doesn't have a chain.
But what if
they did?
you wouldn't know, and you're standing there like, oh, it's just fake, and then your head's chopped off.
Right. They would go for the head?
Well,
like, that
I
takes
would.
A while. You go arm.
No, if you're a murderer.
Head. Right. Yeah, you definitely go ahead if you're a murderer.
It's not going to take a long time with a chainsaw. One cut.
I would start at like between the legs and go straight up.
Cut him in half.
Yeah, if I'm going chainsaw, I'm not going crossways. I'm coming up. I'm coming right up.
That's a lot of strength, though.
That's how I'm doing
it. That is a lot of strength.
I feel like I wouldn't need it. The chain does most of the work.
No, the chain, yeah. But you probably wouldn't need it.
And I'm coming straight up the gut.
Plus those chainsaw guys are the weirdest ones.
At what point do you die?
Do you die?
Well, or maybe you just do it all the way up to the jaw.
Oh, so then you got the head still, and you're like, hey, my head. You would die once you started bleeding so much. Right.
Your stomach, because then your heart and
brain
are still
attached. Yeah, your intestines
would
be all over the place. Okay,
everywhere.
Seriously, stop it.
That's the perfect...
Why are we talking about this?
Sam brought it up. I don't know.
You guys, this is a really good movie idea.
Okay, so...
Not that part of it.
It's a guy walking around with a chainsaw, cutting people from the butt to the throat.
No, because the chainsaw guy is the scariest one in haunted houses. He's always the crazy...
What about the one that sits up in the casket?
Or what
always scares me.
Yeah, me too.
That always scares me.
What about when those rubber bats fly by your head? That